Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with love letters. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Everyone enjoyed the unspoiled a cappella majesty of Chicken Dean and all their best. Well, now they're back and just in time for the holidays. Chicken Dean and all their Christmas best. Just listen to these Christmas classics. You'll get sing-alongs that the whole family can enjoy. And hey, let's not forget why we celebrate Christmas.
A dirge.
Two men, two voices, and one shining star. If you order before midnight tonight, you'll get Honky and Horny's clowning around at Christmas. It's just for the kids. But wait, there's more. For this special radio offer only, if you call right now, you'll get Chicken Dean and Horny and Honky. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. So don't forget that phone number and call now.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Ace is over there. There's Josh. I'm Tom. That's Willie.
Hi.
Woo. Let's see now. There's Patty G behind the glass.
Hello.
Christy Lee. You okay over there?
Yes.
Okay.
She's upset. What are you upset about, baby?
I'm fine.
Me calling you baby?
I kind of like it, Joshua Matthew.
Oh, jeez. Oh, things are twitching. Oh,
when you say Joshua Matthew.
Oh, I know he likes it.
I wonder if we can get Allie to say it.
Allie Breen is joining us from...
God knows where. This is a new place.
Wait a second. Let me guess. Atlanta.
Yeah, let's see. Atlanta, yes. I'm in like the rec room down here.
Yeah, I was going to say it looks like your sister's house.
Exactly.
That doesn't look like
you. How could you tell?
Because it doesn't look like that's her... One can only imagine what Allie's apartment looks like. I assume it's fairly barren walls and a couple
That's pretty much it. Nailed it. There's actually pictures and cat apartments and musical
instruments. Yeah, look at that giant cat condo behind
you. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How many cats does your sister have?
Too many.
Two.
Wow.
And they never use the cat condo, ever.
Of course they don't. They're such little bitches.
Exactly.
I love it.
Do the cats ever play that guitar right next to it? That'd be fun.
Play the strings.
Hey, Allie. They don't like the strings. Allie Breen, I saw your boyfriend on the TV yesterday.
Oh.
It was a commercial for an upcoming sitcom that he's guest starring on.
Yes, that's coming out.
Can you say what it is?
What is it? Call Me Cat?
It's Call Me Cat. Yeah. They're doing like a little Blossom reunion on Call Me Cat.
Yep. And it was very funny. It was a funny joke that he was a part of. So
who is someone named Cat?
Mayim Bialik.
Mayim Bialik.
Oh, okay. So isn't it, what is Call Me Cat?
Oh, God. Yeah, very good. Nice Jeopardy joke.
It's Jeopardy.
Like that.
She's the host of Jeopardy. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that girl is busy. My God.
Yeah, she's the Chris Hardwick of...
girls. okay, well, now we got a lot to get to here. Before we get to your segment, Allie, Christy, did you have a story you had to get out? Was there something important that you just teased?
What, are you talking about the dung story?
Oh, but no, but that's let's go ahead and do it.
Well, I don't. Okay. A doctor in India going viral after eating cow feces in a video. According to the Times of India, the video shared on Twitter shows Dr. Moraj Mittal surrounded by bovines at a cow shelter. While extolling the virtues of cows, he picks up a mound of cow dung from the ground and starts eating it.
Oh, come on.
Also, it's at least it's organic and grass-fed.
Oh, boy.
I don't see anything wrong with this. He's having fun. I'm sure his buddy's got a laugh out of it. They're having a good time.
I hope someone dared him to do that.
Allie, this one's just for Tom. He reportedly claims that anything that comes from the body of a cow is priceless for humanity.
Yep.
Adding cow feces purifies the mind, body, and soul.
So this has more to do with a religion than it does.
Yes.
Okay.
The video has since gone viral on Twitter, with users reacting in shock and disgust. Users also circulated other videos featuring Dr. Mittal, including one where he claims cow urine contains gold.
What?
So the guy's a crackpot, okay?
Yes. Wow. So
got the title doctor. I'm skeptical if he's a physician. But as
that's
Josh
a surefire way to go viral, though, because remember the guy after the when the Eagles won, didn't he eat dog poop?
Yeah. Wasn't it
want some attention?
Just, that was another guy having a good time, and then the internet tried to get in front of him. He was just having fun with his pals.
I mean, what kind of doctor is this guy? I mean, he's saying this is the cure all for. Hey, sweetie, your podiatrist is on TV. I'm not sure what he's eating the cow dung for. We had a guy earlier that stated that. It was a COVID cure, and there's actually a
following
a movement to tell folks,
so to speak,
that this is not a real thing. But it does, as you mentioned earlier, Josh, in terms of social distancing in the COVID world.
Yeah,
If you've got cow dung breath, that's going to keep people at least 6 feet away.
Oh my God!
I think the way to start a new COVID, though, that seems like the recipe for another disease.
It sure does.
Calvin.
Yeah, and there was also this.
Sitting right there.
Very good.
No big deal.
There was also the story of the guy that claimed that cow urine. Here it is.
Well, this guy right here says that.
It's the same dude.
The story. Is it the same guy?
No, this guy says this is a member of parliament.
Oh, that's right.
And it's a woman, and she says she drinks cow urine every day to ward off coronavirus.
That's great, piss breath. What else do we have?
She says it purifies my body, it purifies my lungs, and has saved me from COVID-19.
Oh, come on.
If your husband's,
I think there's a whole group that drinks their own urine.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, but this, once again, is cow urine. There is a group, you're right, Allie, that drinks almond urine. Mm. That's if they're lactose intolerant.
Yeah, yeah, you got to have the alternative there.
Now, Pat, don't you have a tribute to this?
I didn't. But,
Allie, you can call us back if you want.
Segment, but
there was a guy covered in cow dung that thought he was curing COVID a year or two ago.
Right. Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Frank had something for that, if you'd like to hear that.
Mr. Sinatra?
Yeah. Oh, he's here?
Well, step
right up. Allie Breen, I'll just take a second here. You remember that guy, that quack way back there, Tommy? Covered in cow dung. Cow, COVID I'm zapping, rolling on the ground, where cows are crapping, rub a pie or two, and the corona's through. Underneath the cow, where he is sitting, poopy dooby doo, rhymes with, I can't go any further.
Oh, Frank, thank you for showing.
Let's get us back to Allie Breen, please.
There's a restraint there.
Much prettier than me.
Thanks.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now, Allie, your duties involve reading mail from lovers that are having some problems. What have we got?
Yes. Dear Allie, I've never heard this one. I found out my boyfriend is a hobosexual.
Hobosexual.
He's lived with me for a year and the sex has gone to zero. I just friended a girl he used to date online and she said that he charms women, pretends to fall in love, moves in with them, and then basically won't leave. What do I do if this is true?
Hobosexual? I've never heard that. Hobo.
Yeah. You kick him out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Get that out. So fast.
Yeah, he's a hobo. He can't have much stuff. Just throw it out.
Yeah, and change the passwords to every streaming channel you have because what a mooch.
Wow. He's going to take everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, kick him out.
She hadn't noticed that this guy had no visible means of support. Of,
Well, I don't know. Who knows what
he
told her?
Why are you guys being so mean? This guy seems like a cool guy. He's got himself a girlfriend. He's got an apartment now. You want to kick him out onto the streets?
Yes.
So fast.
Oh, well, I guess everybody's got to have a job in place now. Okay. Guys can't even just be a goof and goof off with their pals anymore?
And he's not even having sex with her. What's he
That's
happening?
Yeah.
What's in it for her?
Have emotions too, okay? Sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you play too many video games.
You're not just pieces of meat.
Yeah, thank you, Allie.
Sometimes you're tired from not working all day.
Exactly.
You're not going to put out, get out.
Laziness begets laziness.
Okay, well, let's get to our next letter. We've helped that guy a lot.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend has 4 cats and 2 dogs, and her apartment smells the litter box.
Yes.
When I brought it up, she cleaned, but it still made zero difference. I love animals, but 6 in 1 bedroom apartment is a lot. I told her she's on her way to being a crazy cat lady, and we've been in a fight ever since. Is there any other way to fix this besides saying, hey, it's me or the animals?
Arson.
Try an air purifier first.
No, that cat urines everywhere.
I don't know if anything can combat.
No.
Yeah. Get a big dog to eat the smaller animals? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, move to
I'm a cat person, but
move to a farm. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that. Yeah. Cat urine smell.
No.
They do claim they have that litter that is scentless.
Well, they do have really, they're expensive, but they have really, you know, those robotic litter boxes that really
That isn't the
But
cats,
the issue is these cats have peed other places.
The cats will pee all over them.
Why don't you buy her a bigger place?
Yeah, she needs a bigger place.
Like why don't you buy her a bigger place?
Yeah, because
that's a good solution.
Not upgrade a fair thing to do at all.
Yeah.
You're making her get rid of her fur children?
If she calls them that, yes.
Dump her.
Invest in all
Tell them to get a 2-bedroom apartment and get the cats their own room.
Just break
that makes sense.
So she has the cats and he's not happy.
Yeah.
He said he likes the animals. He just doesn't like the smell.
Yeah. I don't know. I could just see the penthouse headline for this one.
Too much.
Yeah. Too much pussycat.
Not enough.
Not enough pussycat. Something like that. Let's get to our next letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, I haven't had sex with my husband in years, and we both just started going to the gym.
Oh.
I've been sore from working out, and I got a massage the other day, and the female masseuse offered me a happy ending.
What?
What?
It was amazing. I've never thought about or been with a woman, but it was the best I've ever had, and now I don't know what to do. I don't think my husband will ever be able to compete with this.
He's already dropped out of the competition, it sounds like.
Yeah, I feel like you're both gay.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, wait, why can he not compete?
Wait a minute.
The husband has all the... He's got the fingers in the mouth.
Yeah,
he can do
that's what I was
going
to say.
But he's already dropped out.
Why can't he just step in? It's not like...
Well, maybe she's gay.
Yeah.
She decided, all of a sudden discovered, no, it's really the fact that she's a woman that I like.
Or was it the fact that she was in a massage, she hadn't had sex for a long time, she's relaxed.
I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah. Sometimes when you pay for something, it feels better.
That makes it better.
Like, you know, if you go to a concert, and you paid really a lot of money for the nice tickets, so you're going to like it a lot more.
Right.
You better watch what you say.
I think she has told us her husband will not be able to compete. There's no reason for us to doubt that. She said it. It's over. Your marriage is over.
Or maybe you invite someone into the bed because it would work for both people, possibly.
Well, possibly. We don't know how he feels about this.
Yeah.
What about just staying in the relationship and having her massage her weekly as like if it's a therapist?
What about arson?
That seems to be the big solution.
What gym offers happy ending?
Yeah, no joke.
Well, she got a massage.
My new gym.
What address of the gym is...
Yeah, we need to know some details.
Okay.
Well. I did get a massage one time, and it was a much older, you know, Korean lady who was massaging me, and she offered me a lady release.
Yeah.
And I was like, it? Oh my God, no, 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 no.
Is that what she said?
Horrifying.
Okay. First of all,
lady release.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Term,
that's
cool. A lady release.
I like that.
I hate that term. It makes me think one of them escaped from my pit.
Okay. One of them. Come back with my lotion.
I have never, ever, and I've gotten a lot of massages, never had anybody say that or offer that.
That's just once. Yeah.
Kind of give off a frigid, bizarre. No thank you feel.
Yeah. No, Christy.
What is wrong with you today?
We've been teasing each other. I like it.
Christy, I'm the same way. When I get a massage, there's never a happy. All my massages are like uncut gems. Sad, sad ending. It's like Philadelphia.
They're very good. I mean, I come out relaxed, but I've never had anyone offer that.
Would you take it?
No.
What if
I was going to say, I've been surprised that women would take it. That was the surprising part.
What if she looked like Sofia Vergara? What if you and Sofia Vergara had sex? Tell me about it! Oh, wait, this may have become about me.
Is it weird that I would just be like, is it complimentary?
I would think about that. She's very pretty.
I think about it constantly.
Okay, well, we've solved that one. Let's move on, Allie.
Dear Allie, I had an affair with my friend's husband over 20 years ago. They're still together and they have 3 kids. I am an alcoholic and I finally got into AA and I'm at the place where I have to apologize to people I've hurt and make amends. My friend is on that list, but I know it will blow up her family. What should I do?
Boy, the honest answer is this is up to you and your sponsor. You need to really talk to your sponsor about what to do here.
You cannot do that.
You're doing great. We can't help you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And our sponsor is Natural Blonde. Oh, wait a second. I'm so sorry.
Man.
Okay, Allie, we got time for one more.
Perfect. Dear Allie, my boyfriend gave me some very weird random gifts recently, and they didn't make sense to me. Last time I was at his house, I went to go throw something into recycling, and there were Amazon boxes with all different addresses. Ooh. I think he's a porch pirate. I don't know what to do. Oh. If he steals like this, I'm sure he'll cheat on me, right?
Marry him. Oh. Marry him.
Wow. Marry him.
This guy's getting presents from all around the neighborhood.
Boy.
Yeah, he'll give you presents every day. If that's the case, why not?
He's stealing all this stuff.
So she is receiving gifts from him?
Yeah, but they don't make sense. Like, she's getting random gifts that
because
we're making sense.
And then she looks in the trash can, sees these boxes for other addresses.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, I got this great new doormat. It says, "Welcome to the Fromsons."
You gotta go to those addresses.
That's not even close to my name.
Okay. Right? This sure does smack of porch. But her question is, does this mean he will cheat on me?
Yes.
Since he's a thief?
That's her concern.
I don't think so.
Yes, he's fundamentally dishonest.
He can just be addicted to
thievery.
Stealing and not
he just be a dick.
For thrill.
So you
don't
cheat
know.
To get away with it too. I'm sure he's a liar. Get out.
You don't want to be involved with this.
Also, go to the addresses on those box and ask them what they ordered. Try to compare items and then prosecute him. Put him in jail.
Wow. What is going on?
It's easier to break up if he's in jail.
Scorched earth.
You don't even have to break up. Right. If the police just come take him away.
My fault. You stole.
I just say relax and enjoy your new Lego set and your grapefruit spoon. You know, have a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
Just enjoy the random stuff you're getting.
Hey, you got to get it.
Yeah, enjoy your jacket.
It's a monogrammed grapefruit spoon. It's to the Fromsons.
Who are the Fromsons?
They're addicted to shopping online.
Fromsons. They keep going back there.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.